Hey, what's up? This is Kim Possible. Thanks for tuning in. I'm finna join right into this because we are already in the middle of a chat and I just want to bring you all in. You know, sometimes you just need somebody to kick it with. And y'all know this, even though it's public, it's kind of private because don't too many people know about what we're talking about. So I want you to tune in and remember, you hear us, but we don't hear you. So I'm just gonna let her flow. Hey, y'all, I want y'all to meet Cece, my sister Shanice. This is my oldest sister, y'all. She's the oldest.
Hello, y'all. What's going on? We talking about anger, changes, and being different. A lot of things happen to you when you're young and you think you got your anger all together, or you thinking that if somebody hurt you, you hurt them. So, by you thinking somebody hurt you, you hurt them, you hurt them back. So it's like an eye for an eye and two for two. But what I've learned, in your mind, it's a battle. So in your mind, by it being a battle, you thinking like, she hurt me, this is the way I'm going to hurt her back. But a lot of times, even if you win the fight, you still lost. You still lost. Because it take you to a place where you regret that you never thought. The reason why I'm saying that, because I was a stuffer. And I used to stuff things. Even whatever you do to me, I laugh like, ha ha. You know, crack at a joke, you know, because I don't want to hurt your feeling calling you dumb or telling you that you're not telling the truth or calling you other things besides what I'm saying right now. But we know, you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of things that we can call people to hurt their feelings. So I was the type of person that really liked to hurt your feelings. I'm a jokester, so I crack jokes a lot. So you really don't know. That's a part of me stuffing, a part of me laughing, a part of me creating something that ain't even there. But when I come back and deal with it, if you do something else, I might stuff that. And then the next time, I'm blowing the whistle. Now you want to call me, oh, she crazy, oh, she this. But I fought the race the way that you wanted me to fight. Is that correct? No. But what I learned now, you just let God fight your battles. Because every time you fight your battles, it's a consequence on the other end, either good or bad. So all I'm saying to y'all, think before you react. Don't be a stuffer. Reply. If somebody hurt your feelings, say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Don't sit and laugh it off, ha ha ha, like me. I laugh stuff off, but I'm serious. I be so mad. And then you go and tell somebody, you know how you go tell somebody, like, hey, girl, come here. And I'd be like, this mother, boo, 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 and this did blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, shoot, girl, you should have said. I'd be like, I ain't want to hurt their feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because they be trying to show out. But then you showing out is me stuffing and me want to hurt you. And then your reply be, I'm going to hurt them. The next time they do this, the next time they say this, I'm going to go off. All I'm saying is think before you react. Because it's a big consequence on the end. And if you let God fight your battles, you'll win at the end. I'm going to turn it back to my sister Kim.
There it is. Y'all heard it right there. You know, I can't even say nothing after that. Hey, y'all be blessed. Thanks for tuning in. This your girl, Kim Possible.